Hi, this is Sarah Airy, president and founder of RefutureYourLife.com. Welcome to this Refuturing Process recording. This recording is a companion to my Power Shift Starter Kit ebook. If you don't already have it, you can download your complimentary copy at PowerShiftStarterKit.com. If you haven't already read through the ebook, I highly recommend doing that before listening to this recording. It will help you understand what this work is about and where you are right now in your thoughts and energy. If you're like a lot of entrepreneurs and you want to just go ahead and dive into the recording, of course, that's fine too. Just know that if you have any questions or anything that's not really making sense to you, you can go back to the ebook for more information. Now, with this recording, we're going to address the sense of being stuck in a project, of procrastinating. That is such a common issue for my clients, and it's something that I've dealt with myself as a business owner. Now, our being stuck and struggling in this way can have a lot of pieces that contribute to it, including things like the stuff we heard as children, the messages we got, family patterns, fears of being seen, of being found out that we're an imposter, and that imposter syndrome can be so strong. Fears about truly showing up as all of who we are. And at the same time, we can have fears like, what if I'm not all that I think I am? And what if it's possible that even though my clients get great results and I hear good things about the work I do, that it's still not as great as I think it is? And people are going to be disappointed. So all of this stuff can play into why it can be hard to take your next steps. Now, one recording and an ebook won't solve all of that. And it can still help you get moving in the moment. If you decide that you want to go more deeply, truly work on the roots of what's going on, there's information in the ebook about how to connect with me. You can always go to my website, refutureyourlife.com. And working deeply with clients truly is my specialty. And let's go ahead and give you a taste of what this is about. We're going to use a pose as we do this that I call the hands on heart pose. There's a picture of it in the ebook if you want to double check the positioning. But essentially, it's just one hand on top of the other in the middle of your chest, right over your sternum or breastbone. And as you have your hands here, you may feel an intensity of your feelings of being stuck, nervous, scared, and that's okay. Just notice it. When we're clearing energy, the most important thing to do is to let all the stuff come up. Sometimes I call it the crap, the gunk, the shit, the negative emotions, the little voices in your head. Whatever that is, it's okay. Just let it come up without being attached to it. Kind of like you are watching clouds go by or helium balloons rise. So noticing without being attached to them. Now, as you have your hands on your heart center, just let yourself Take a few deep breaths. Close your eyes if you would like. And I'm going to say a series of statements. These statements all start out with the phrase, "What if it's possible?" As you hear each statement, just simply notice what response you have. You might have a little voice that says, "That's not possible," or "What if?" You might have a sense of, "Well, of course I already know that." You might also feel a deep opening or a sense of resonance with the statement. All of those are fine. The least productive thing you can do is to try to make yourself have a specific response or keep from having a specific response. The most effective thing you can do is just simply to relax and see what happens. So get comfortable. Imagine that there is an elevator starting in your head and going down, down inside your body, all the way down to your heart level. Elevator arrives at your heart. Just see what you notice here. See what you notice elsewhere in your body. Do you notice anything in your shoulders, your stomach? If you do, just simply notice. And if it feels good to relax your shoulders, do that. Or to breathe into your belly, do that. Again, no forcing. Okay, now I'm going to say the "what if it's possible" statements. And just allow them to wash over you. What if it's possible that I am okay? That right here and right now, I am safe and I am okay. What if it's possible that it's okay for me to relax? What if it's possible that when I relax, I am more productive? What if it's possible that when I relax, I'm more creative? My mind is more clear. I express myself more easily and more authentically. What if it's possible that when I relax, I am more available? Available for connection. Available for inspiration. available for ease and fun. Available for my next steps. What if it's possible that it's okay if I don't know all the steps I'll need to take? What if it's possible that I only need to know my next step? What if it's possible that taking steps for this is like climbing a staircase, and that each time I take a step, the next one becomes visible? What if it's possible that it's safe for me to take my next step? What if it's possible that waiting until I have all the steps outlined, until everything is clear and feels right, is like not leaving my house until I know all the lights will be green between me and my destination? What if it's possible that as I take my next step, I gain clarity? What if it's possible that as I take the step in front of me, I build momentum, a sense of accomplishment? What if it's possible that I can relax and take my next step? What if it's possible that I can do this, and that I am ready to do this? What if it's possible that all of this is safe and possible for me, just as I am, right here and right now? And when you're ready, feel yourself back in your body. If you'd like to move around a little bit, wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I recommend having a good drink of water right now. Water conducts our energy like it conducts electricity. And you've moved more energy than you may have realized in the last few minutes. So being well hydrated will facilitate that and help you feel grounded in your body again. Listen to this recording as often as you would like. If you want more resources, more information, be sure to check out my website, refutureyourlife.com. And I look forward to being connected with you more in the future, and wish you all the best.